Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come humble before Thee right now at this very moment, God. We need You in the name of Jesus. Bless us and anoint us with Your Holy Spirit, God. Let it fill our hearts. Let it fill our minds. Let it fill our lips, oh God. Let it fill our tongues, oh God. Let it fill our whole being in the name of Jesus. Father, we need You right now, oh God, to move on our behalf, God. We need You, oh God, to speak through us and speak to us, oh God, that Your people may hear a word from You, oh God, that they may be uplifted, oh God, that You might be glorified in the name of Jesus. You said if You be lifted up, You'll draw all men unto You, God. And we just want to lift You this morning. We want to exercise our faith in You this morning. We trust You and we're leaning on You, God. Do it for us, oh God. All those that are waiting for Your word, oh God, help them now in the name of Jesus. Prepare their hearts and prepare their minds, oh God. Oh God, that they may be, have running in their feet, oh God, for You, God. Bless this ministry, oh God, that it may go out to the ends of the earth. Oh, that Jesus be, oh God, preached in the name of Jesus. God, we ask now that You just touch my heart. Oh God, let the meditation of my heart, let the words of my mouth be acceptable in Thy sight. Oh Lord, my strength, my Redeemer. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen. Thank You. Yes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. As we watch that video, smile. Amen. We should smile because we have something to smile about. For He woke us up this morning and clothed us in our right mind. We just thank You and we praise You today. And we just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome again to this online ministry. We just thank God for each and every one of you who has been with us since the beginning. Those that are new and coming on board, we thank God for you as well. Amen. The ministry is nothing without you. We thank God. I never do it, but I want to do it this morning. I want to just thank God for my wife, Consuelo Hodge, Sister Consuelo Hodge. For being such an encouraging and support throughout this endeavor and this adventure. And she's been right there with me the whole time, pushing me, encouraging me, assisting me, and helping me. Amen. And I don't think I would have made it this far if it wasn't for her. She's deeply invested in it just as much as I am. And we know that God has a plan for our lives. So we just want to thank God for her and praise her today. We love her, and she's so dear to me and just so supportive, and we just thank God for in the name of Jesus. Pray for, amen, and pray for me Pray for us both, amen, as we pray for you, that God will continue to bless, that we may be a blessing. We just want to welcome you this morning to Triumph Life Ministry, amen, as we try to give you a word on today and move forward with the rest of our day. So we won't try and hold you too long, but we want to get through the service that we have. We're going to have our doxology, then our announcements, then we're going to have our scripture reading, and then after our scripture reading, we will have another song / video, and then we will come back with the word of God. Amen. And we're going to move forward that. As we move forward, let's move on to our doxology for this morning. Amen. That's our doxology for this morning. I can't sing it, so I found somebody that can. Amen. So our announcements for this morning, we have our announcements real briefly. We have a bereaved family, the Brown family in Miami. We just want to ask for your continued prayers for them. Amen. They lost two family members this week. And I can't imagine how that would feel, amen, to lose one, let alone two, amen. So it's very heartbreaking to know that there's one, but two is devastating. So we just want to pray for them. Also, we have a happy birthday shout out to our sister Angela Mitchell. Amen. Her birthday was on the Independence Day yesterday. And then we have Brother Damien Stockdale up in Atlanta. His birthday on July the 11th, which would be next Saturday. Also, going forward, if you have any community announcements, any birthdays or special prayer requests or special events that's going on in your community, you can email those to info@triumphlife.org. And it does say Friday, July 10th. That will be needed before the next Sunday. But usually that every Friday, if any announcement comes in before Friday or by Friday, we will be able to put it up and institute it inside of the presentation or on our announcement. So just make sure you get that to us by Friday, usually about 7 p.m. And that's going to be the deadline for any announcements. So if you have any announcements, any prayer requests, any birthdays, any bereavements, any community announcements, any special events that you're having in your community, and you want that word to get out, feel free to email it to info@triumphlife.org. Info, I-N-F-O, at triumphlife.org. Amen. Let's move on into our scripture reading. And our scripture this morning will come from Luke, the 22nd chapter. The Luke 22nd chapter. We only have two verses this morning. We preached a whole chapter last Sunday. So this Sunday is a lot smaller. This is the first Sunday of July. So of 2020. So we're going to just try and give you the word. And if you have your Bibles, if you don't, amen, it's on your screen. So if you will look at the screen with me as we read together, Luke 22, 31 through 32. And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." Let's read that one more time, since it's so short of a scripture that we're going to be dealing with today. And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." And our sermon title for the day is going to be "Jesus Prayed for You." Your faith won't fail. Jesus prayed for you. Your faith won't fail. I will be right back with you right after this video. Yes, most of the Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah. to God. Amen. She said, give it up for Jesus. He will do it if you let him. He can change you. Amen. Let us pray. Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come humble as we know how. Father, we just ask now, God, that you just look on us. Oh, God, as we look on you. Father, we ask that you just touch us, God, as we reach for you. Oh, God, we ask that you just anoint us, oh, God, as we receive you in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, God, that you just continue to bless us. Bless the ministry, oh, God. Bless those that are looking on us. Oh, God, bless those that are hearing us. Oh, God, bless your mighty word on today. Bless sickness everywhere, oh, God. Let your healing power, oh, God, move, oh, God, above this earth. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask now that you just touch, oh, God, each and every one in every place and everywhere. Oh, God, let your Holy Ghost be present in this place, God. We just ask now, as we go into your word, that you just manifest yourself in your word. Manifest yourself in our minds. Manifest yourself in our hearts. Oh, but most of all, God, manifest yourself in our spirit. Let us walk with a renewed mind and a renewed spirit. Oh, God, let us walk with the refreshness. Oh, God, let it fall fresh upon us right now in the name of Jesus. God, we know that you can, and we know that you're able. God, we ask that it be your will right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we know, oh, God, that you have all power in your hand, and we're trusting you now. We're leaning on you for all things, for through you all things are possible. Oh, so do it for us in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. We just thank God for you being with us again today. We just want to go ahead and get into the word. We're not going to hold you long. We may get out a little early today, or log off a little early today, or should I say. The title this morning is Jesus Prayed for You, or the theme, Jesus Prayed for You, the thought, Jesus Prayed for You, the mindset, Jesus Prayed for You, the catchy phrase, Jesus Prayed for You. Your faith won't fail. As we look at where we are in this society, it seems like there's a lot going on, and this COVID-19 has changed our life, and you know we're dealing with prayer and. And we're dealing with faith, and we have to, you know, stick with prayer and stick with faith in times like these. And last week we learned that Jehoshaphat prayed, and he believed the word of God that was given to him through the prophet, and he operated in that faith. And we now have this week to learn that not only can we pray for ourselves and believe it, but Jesus himself, yes, has prayed for us. Yes, he's making supplications for us. He's supplicating for our success. He's supplicating for us to switch back into a relationship with him. He's praying. And yes, the times are changing as is changing rapidly, and the COVID-19 plague is plaguing our lifestyle. We can't go to the malls and as we did before. We can't go out to the restaurants and eat meals as we done before. Our work habits are changed. Some people are working at home. Some people are working in limited hours. Some people are working overtime hours. Some people are working no hours. Amen. And the stress has become overwhelming. It's becoming overwhelming. And the task is becoming great on what we have to do and what we need to do and how to protect ourselves and how to stay socially distanced and what how we handle our communications with one another. Fear is in full force. Amen. Fear is all over the place. There's panic has taken possession of everything, and our hearts has become heavy with all of these the sadness and the deaths and the loss that are taking place. We have racial wars that's trying to come up, and division that's coming up among the people in America, and hatred being exemplified. Madness is taking over the mentalities, and the true question in the situation is, where is Jesus in all of this? Where is Jesus in all of this? Why God allow this to happen? Or why God haven't allowed man to come up with a cure? Why are we going through what we're going through? The mindset remains as the thief that was upon the cross that said, if you are God, then save yourself and save us also. If you are God. There are so many questions and not enough answers. I just want to share with you this morning that Jesus has prayed for you. Prayed, E-D, already prayed for you. Jesus has already prayed for you. The first thing that we want to deal with is pray, the supplication, the intercessory prayer of Christ. Jesus has made a supplication, an intercessory prayer for you, and he's made a supplication for me. Yes, yes, yes. You see, if we look at our text, the enemy, and I don't talk about the enemy much, but we have to deal with him on this morning. Amen. The enemy has desire to shift us as wheat. He has desire to shift us as wheat. What do you mean? What are you saying, preacher? Or what are you trying to tell us? Well, the Bible says that Satan has desire to have you he has put in a request. Satan desires to have you. He's put in a request. In other words, he can't just get to you. He can't just take over you. He can't just aggravate you. He don't have the power or the authority to get to one of God's people, one of God's children. He needs permission. He has to put in a request. He has to put in a request to allow him to get you. And Jesus saying he desire. He put in a request. He's asking for permission to have you. He's asking for permission to test you. He's asking for permission to tempt you. He's asking for permission to bother you. As you remember Job. Job had the devil had went to and fro of the earth, and he had a communication with God, and he said, God said, have you considered my servant Job? And God allowed him to test Job, but he said, as long as you don't touch his soul. And the enemy, he killed Job's cattle, and he killed Job's children, and he afflicted Job's body. But Job prayed, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. That's the place we have to be. That's the place that we have to be. Though he slay me, yet Will I trust him? Will I trust God? Will I trust Jesus? Though I'm in a situation that seems not fair, I didn't do anything to deserve it. Amen. Everything seemed like it's being taken away from me. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him? Do you trust God this morning? Do you trust Jesus this morning? The enemy has put in a special request for you. So you need to trust Jesus. He's placed a special request for you. He's put in a special request for me, and he wants to shift us as wheat. He's walking to and fro seeking who he can divide. And the enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus wants you to have life. But the enemy, he desire to have you. Yeah, he wants to shift you. And somebody says, what is it that he want with me? I don't have nothing for the devil. And the devil don't have nothing for me. What is it that he wants with me? Well, my brothers and sisters, he wants to shift you as wheat. What do you mean shift you as wheat? Well, let's look at the process of shifting their wheat. When they shifted wheat back in the day, and it's similar to shifting flour for a cake. When you're shifting flour for a cake, amen, you want to get all the lumps out of the flour. Amen. So all of the flour and will melt with the ingredients properly. So back in the day, they would shift the wheat. So all the lumps and the impurities and the rocks and the things that wasn't supposed to be in the wheat would come out. But the wheat that fell through the mesh net, amen, would be scattered all over the place. You don't hear me. The devil want to shift you like wheat. He want to shake you up, and he want to shake you out. He want to shake you up, and he want to shake you out. He wants to disturb your peace, and he wants to place you in a state of turmoil, and he want to instill fear in your hearts, and he wants to put doubt in your minds. He wants to shift you. He wants to shake you around and just make you feel as if you're uncomfortable, that you can't be still, and pull you away and shake you out. Yes. He wants to shift you as wheat. He wants to separate you from one another. He wants to separate you from the truth. He wants to separate you from a relationship with Christ. He wants to pull us apart and pull us in every direction. So he wants to put in this special request for you. And he wants to put in this special request for me. But Jesus have prayed for you. Jesus have prayed for you. Jesus already know you, Peter. Yes. Jesus already know what you're gonna go through, Peter. Jesus already know what you're gonna experience. He already know what your circumstance is. He knows where your heart is. And yes, you're saying right now that you will go to jail with Jesus. You're saying right now that you will die for Jesus. Amen. And the old saints used to say, I will die, you know, when the Lord come, I will die when I die. However that song goes, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Let me die. If I die, let me die. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. And God already knows where you're at. God already knows what you will do. He understands. He knows your thoughts even before you think them. He prayed for you. He knows Peter that you will deny him. He knows Peter that you will deny him. But he prayed for you. He knows that you will pretend that you don't know who he is. But he prayed for you. Jesus knows that you're even going to curse. But he's prayed for you. I just want to talk to any Peters that may be out there. I just want to talk to a few Peters. Hey man, I'm not talking to the super Christians. I'm not talking to the ones who feel like they have it all together. But I want you to know the Bible says they all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And it also says, if a man says he has not sinned, he is a liar and the truth isn't in him. But I want to talk to the real folks. I want to talk to those who have experienced that area in life where they denied God. I want to talk to those that when mama and daddy got sick and went home to glory, they denied God. I want to talk to those that when the husband walked out to never come back, they denied God. I want to talk to when the wife is in love with another man and you deny God. I want to talk to you that done all you can to get that promotion and someone else steals it right from under you and you deny God when everyone you know is being elevated and everyone around you seem like they're doing good and it seems like you're standing still. I want to talk to you, amen, and I'm telling you today, don't deny God, but even if you do, Jesus has prayed for you. It's not that you don't know Jesus, it's just that you're denying his presence. It's not that you don't believe him, but there's that you just don't trust him at this very moment. Jesus is aware of your down settings. And Jesus is aware of your uprisings. He knows the number of hairs up on your head. There's not too many that he have to know about for me. But he knows that too. He has prayed for us. Jesus is making intercession for us. And he's talking to the Father right now, pleading our case. Daddy, they will come around. Daddy, give them a chance. Daddy, trust me, you will see. They will be all right. Jesus is praying for us. I have prayed for you that thy faith fail not. And because he's prayed for us, I want you to know that your faith will fail not, but you will succeed. You will overcome. You will experience victory. You will walk in the marvelous light. You will triumph is your destiny. You will triumph life. Come on and tell it thank you. And you ought to give him glory. Amen. Because Jesus has prayed that your faith won't fail. Isn't it feel good to know that Jesus has prayed that your faith won't fail? Because if anybody can get an answer, it will be Jesus. And if he prayed that your faith won't fail, you ought to believe it right now that your faith cannot fail. You cannot fail. Even though COVID-19 is on a rise and the economy is in shambles, you cannot fail. Even though the repo man is driving away with your car, amen, you cannot fail. Even though the doctors say it don't look good, you cannot fail. Even though the marriage seems like it's unrepairable, you cannot fail. Even though you didn't get that promotion, you cannot fail. Even though death is knocking at your door, you cannot fail. Though I walk through the valleys of shadows of death, I will fear no evil, because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou cannot fail. Success is your destiny. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. And glory to God. Amen. Success is your destiny. You ought to claim it right now. You ought to claim it in your soul. Tell somebody, success is my destiny. Jesus prayed for me. Amen. Tell somebody, and he prayed for you too, and you cannot fail. Amen. You cannot fail because Jesus prayed for you. Oh, glory to God. And since he prayed for you, and you cannot fail, I want you to know today, amen, he prayed and you should succeed. But most of all, amen, at the end of the day, amen, you got to be prepared to switch back to Jesus. Jesus is waiting on you to switch. He says, when thou art converted, not converted to salvation, because you already have followed him. You already have a relationship with him. You already have walked with him, Peter. Amen. You've already, amen, seen his miracles. You've already experienced his might. You've already, amen, watched him make the blind man see. Amen. You already watched him make the dumb man talk. You already seen him make the deaf man hear. You already seen him make the lame man walk. Amen. You already have a relationship with him. You've already walked with him. Amen. You just decide. Amen. You just need to decide. Amen. Amen. To walk closer with Jesus and come back to him. Amen. You will just use Jesus. Amen. As a secret lover. Amen. You want him to get what you want. Amen. And get out of the deal. Amen. And deny the relationship. But Jesus says, I'm waiting on your return. Amen. You will be back. You will come back. You will turn back. I'm not worried about where you go. Amen. I'm not worried about where you, how far you're gone. I'm not worried how long it takes, but baby, come back. Amen. Jesus says, amen, you will be back. Amen. I have been too good to you. You're coming back. I have loved you so much. You're coming back. I know you deep down inside. Amen. You love me too. You're coming back. You might deny me right now. Amen. But you're going to come around. Amen. And you're going to come back. You might curse me at the mention of my name. Amen. But I know, amen, that you're coming back. Amen. Just don't take too long and come on back. Because, amen, we have some good work to do. Amen. There's work, amen, in the vineyard that we have to take care of. Amen. So get yourself together. Amen. And when you come to yourself and realize I'm waiting on you, that's Jesus talking. When you come to yourself and realize I'm waiting on you, amen, like the prodigal son, amen, and you want to come back home, amen, make the switch, amen, make the switch and come back home. I realize when you see me, amen, being whipped, amen, you might not come back to me right then, amen, but when you see me, amen, get spit on, you might, just might not, amen, deny, amen, and that you know my name, amen, you just might deny that you know my name, and when you see them, nail my hands and nail my feet, amen, you might not want to engage with me, amen, but when I hang on the cross, amen, and die, amen, you might feel like all is lost, amen, but when, amen, you get the word, amen, that I rose from the dead, when you get the word, amen, that I defeated death, when you get the word, amen, that I have all power in my hands, amen, when you get the word, amen, that I did it for you, amen, when you get the word, amen, that it was my love for you, amen, remember, amen, that I prayed for you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Remember that I prayed for you. Jesus prayed for you. Amen. Now go. Amen. And go and strengthen thy brothers. Amen. Now that you came back, amen, go and strengthen your brothers. Tell your brothers that Jesus lives. Tell your brothers that Jesus had prayed for you. Tell your brothers, amen, that to be strong and courageous. Tell your brothers that your faith won't fail. Tell your brothers, amen, that you're going to make it. Tell your brothers, amen, that you too, amen, need to make the switch. Tell your brothers that you made the switch. Amen. Tell your brothers that everything is going to be all right. Amen. Glory to God, because Jesus, he's prayed for you. He's prayed for me. He's prayed for us. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, Jesus has prayed for us. He's prayed for me. And he's prayed for you. He knows our name. It's time for us to make a change. Amen. And come back. Come back to Jesus. Amen. Come back this Sunday morning. Amen. Wherever you are. Amen. Whatever your name is. No matter what you've done. You might have strayed away from Jesus. You might have denied who he is. You might have denied his name. You might have denied that you know him. You might have denied that you know of him. You might have denied your relationship with him. Amen. But this morning, I'm reminded that Jesus has prayed for us. And all you got to do is just come back. Just come back to Jesus. Come back. Don't let the devil shift you as wheat. Don't let him shift you over there. And don't let him shift you over here. But all you got to do is just come back to Jesus. Come back to Jesus, because Jesus has prayed for you. He's prayed for you. He's prayed for you. He's prayed. He's prayed for you. If you don't know God and the pardon of your sins this morning, I want you to know that Jesus has prayed for you. He's called on you. He's called your name. He knows your name, and he's calling you to change right now. I know it seems uncomfortable. I know that you've been going through uncomfortable situations. I know that you are feared and you're scared what's going on in this world. I realize that you don't know which way to turn. You're being shifted. You're being shaken around, and you're being in turmoil, and you're being upset, and you're being put in turbulent times. Jesus has prayed for you. He's prayed for you. Why don't you just come back? Come back to Jesus. Give your heart to him right now. He's nigh thee. He's even in your mouth. If you just believe Jesus lived, died on the cross, and rose again, and believe it in your heart. If you repent of your sins, he said, I throw them in the sea of forgiveness. Amen. No matter what you've done. Peter was one of the 12 disciples that walked with Jesus. Yet Peter denied Christ. Amen. And when Peter realized that the prophecy that Jesus had given him, and he recognized what he was doing, he came back to himself and he repented and asked for forgiveness. Although he still had fear, but when he learned that Jesus had rose from the dead, the Bible says that when he got word, he ran. He made haste to the tomb. He made haste. Make haste this morning. You've heard the word that Jesus lives and that he's prayed for you. Make haste to the tomb this morning. Make haste and live for the Lord. And when you come back, strengthen your brother also. Don't just keep it to yourself, but strengthen your brother and let your brother know that Jesus has prayed for them. Let us pray. Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come humbly before thee. God, we thank you now. We thank you for your word from on high. We thank you, oh God, for being with us today. We thank you for this opportunity to be before your people. We thank you for the fellowship, oh God, although it's through internet means. Oh God, we thank you for the relationship, although it's at a distance. Oh God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for praying for us. We thank you, oh God, for inviting us back. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for receiving us back and allowing us to strengthen our brothers and our sisters this morning. Oh God, that they may be stronger in you, that they recognize that you have prayed for them also. And God, that you need them and they need you. Oh God, we need you in our lives. Oh God, and do we have you, oh God, waiting for us. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you just touch us, you anoint us, and then you bless us, that we may be a blessing to others. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. We, again, thank you for joining us on this message. We thank you for just participating with our services and working through some of the technical difficulties that we've had, and that we're getting better and trying to get stronger for you, and that these services may enlighten you and help you and make you a better servant, as I want to be a better servant for Christ myself. Amen. And we hope that you have a great week, and God bless you the entire week, and that he be with you, and that he strengthen you, strengthen your household. Bless your household, no matter what you're going through, no matter what difficult or trying times that you may have. Thank God and trust the Lord, amen, because he have prayed for you. Amen. In Jesus' name, we pray and we give our greetings to you, our benediction. May our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.